in yourself. You aren't just served, here's what they became, here's what came next. You can always go back and look again and see another clue. And say, yeah, maybe this way, maybe that way.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole.
Yeah, we got some bad dribblers, all right.
Then one day,
Mama got me a basketball.
I love that basketball.
I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. You know what that basketball was like?
That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow.
Underneath my pillow.
Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me.
Stand behind me.
I need
educating. Oh, wrong song.
Free throw line of life.
Basketball joke. Our balls are a basketball joke. Our balls are a basketball joke. Oh baby, oh way oh.
Come on, Coach Booty, rip it and sing along with us.
Basketball joke. Basketball Barnes better get his ass to work. Basketball Barnes better get to work. Basketball Barnes. Basketball Barnes. Don't say nothing. He took a shot at somebody in the middle of that song.
Give it a ball. I'm a one-on-one against the world. Left hand. I can step a specific goal with my toes. I can jump on top of the backboard, kick off a quarter, leave 50 cents change.
Jump on the backboard, take a quarter, and leave 50 cent change.
I got more moves than X-Lax.
Got more moves than X-Lax. I used to be able to do that, hook shot with my eyebrows.
Yeah, I can dunk it with my nose.
I feel like King Kong, but I am to them. Basketball Barnes. Most underserved fan base in America in every damn sport. Crapped on by our administration time and time again. Complete misstep in the Hall of Fame. I'll be writing on that Monday. Can't do anything right. Gotta give Peyton Manning preferential treatment. Why? Those guys don't want that. I'll talk about it Monday. SEC tournament coming up. Michelle, what's left of my eyebrows? SEC tournament's coming up this week. Mississippi State better lose or we're going somewhere we haven't even gone underway in Houston. Of course, we didn't have those teams when Houston was in the league. Thank God spring football's here. Baseball season. Your Braves, my Phillies. Our baseball balls. Even our poor coach can't catch a break, losing his son for the year. Well, Senior Day, ladies and gentlemen, came and went. Tennessee beaten by 24 in their building. That is, wow. That is, that's startling, isn't it? How bad that was today. But you know what? You can wish it and hope it. And if you don't have players, you're not beating anybody. And we weren't exactly a world beater to begin with. You take Kevin Punter out of that equation, and the further and further and further you get down past that, I'm here to tell the Tennessee administration something right now, and I mean this. I'm sending you a message right now. This is not acceptable. Okay? And it's not Rick Barnes. It's not Rick Barnes doing. Dave Hart, you are a fecal blizzard personified. I mean, it's a good thing your eyes are brown, brah, because you are pure fecal matter as an athletic director. You have made a complete mess of my athletic department. It is a, by any measure, it's a mess. And we have a tremendous fan base that deserves so much better than this. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. And what is he doing? What the hell has he done to our basketball program? What did I miss? Konzo Martin? Huh? They just don't care. Konzo Martin, I can't take the smell of this. Senior Day over at the University of Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. We can't get anything right. This Hall of Fame thing they're doing is stupid. We got to put the same number of athletes in that the ladies have. We've been playing sports for like 80 effing more years than them. I mean, what the hell? Can't they do anything right? I'm sorry. Am I not spending the time talking about the Ole Miss game? Okay, they made shots. We didn't. They got more players. We don't. They have a coach that's young and semi-hungry. We got a guy that looks like he's full. Now, I'm not picking on Rick Barnes because he's taking a team picked for 12th and probably finished 13th with him. I'm sorry. He's going to finish 12th with him. My bad. But you know what? And this needs to be said. He's not doing as poorly as the other hire that Dave Hart wanted to make. Michael I. M. White. Michael I. M. Not Myron Metcalf's guy. I. M. White. Myron, I'm talking about Michael I. M. Pure Lily White down there at Florida. He's done the worst job in the league. But Rick Barnes hasn't exactly turned in a scintillating effort. He has no roster, though. So, and for more on that, see Bruce Pearl. Tennessee gets beat 24 in their building today by Ole Miss. That is a crazy, crazy, crazy result. Crazy result. Crazy result today. Ole Miss, I got to tell you this. I took some time out in the second half. You excuse me. I went outside, sat on the porch, played a little guitar, and listened to Bert and Bob and enjoyed the decent weather outside. It's not exactly warm, but it's decent. And you talk about polishing a turd. Those guys would sit there and do that. Wow. That's a shame. Let me get Keith Hatfield in here now. We got a lot to talk about. We got folks that want to do that. I mean, this Hall of Fame thing over at Tennessee that they just released is a del-ba-gol. It's a del-ba-gol in honor of Rod Delmonico. It's a del-boggle. Today's game, senior day, a Dell Boggle. All this stuff swirling around Tennessee, a Dell Boggle. I mean, damn, how much can a fan base take? We're going to end up in that stupid playing game. I thought you were kidding me. You talk about flatlining. You talk about flatlining. I mean, today's game. What's that? There's like a site out there. Feels like 98. Somebody needs to start one that says feels like 94. Hatfield, what did it feel like in there today? 94, 95?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this
93,
was...
93, 92?
Yeah, I mean, this was Wade Houston stuff today. I mean, they've obviously let go of the rope. And my assumption would be that Auburn or whoever they play, if they're stuck in that playing game, whoever plays them next will beat them 15 or 20 years.
What? Now. We're going to lose to Bruce Pearl? No way.
Oh, no. This team, they're done. I mean, they're cooked. I don't think there's any doubt right now that they're cooked.
Give me an autopsy, Hatfield. You've been at some crime scenes in your line of work as an attorney. Give me an autopsy here. What's happened?
Well, they're just not very good. And now without Punter, I think they subconsciously know they don't have much of a shot against anybody that's remotely talented. So they get down a little bit early, and they just know they're done, and they end up getting blown out, and I think that's going to be the continual, well, I mean, it'll continue for one more game, but I just think that's what they are now.
It's a shame.
Somewhere on Twitter. Showed up today at noon for that. I mean, come on.
It's incredible. That 100 people showed up for that is incredible. I was on a show this morning telling a feller, Keith, I was bragging on our fan base. He said, you know, we're second best to Kentucky in this league as a fan base. I said, that is pure BS. We're better than Kentucky. If Kentucky had as little success as we've had, if Kentucky would have gone since 1979, since winning a conference tournament in the SEC, you think they would have the kind of crowds they have? You think they would have the kind of crowds we have? Is my point. You think they would have drawn close to 20,000 people for that dreck last week with Arkansas? I mean, I want somebody to think about that first. How good our fan base is. Keith, we were on here the other night on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime with Hatfield's appearance presented by Clancy's. And we were on here the other night for 90 freaking minutes.
After one of the worst basketball games you'll ever see.
That is my point. And Davey Boy Hart and this AD, they can't do anything right. Keith, we've got a Hall of Fame now they're unveiling on the men's side. And they can't just put 200 guys in there at once or 100 guys in there at once. They're only going to go up to the number the Lady Vols have in theirs. Keith, haven't we been playing sports 50 years longer at least to 60 years longer than the Lady Vols before they came along? If they came along in 75 and we started in the late 1800s, Keith, what does that mean? How many more years of a head start do we have on them? Does everything have to be a capitulation to political correctness and all that bullshit that it entails? It's a mental illness. When is enough?
Well, also, you got to look at it this way. The main sport on campus has always had a zillion more participants than any women's sport. I mean, just even take out the idea that, okay, they've been playing it so much longer. Think about how many more players football has than anything that the women do.
Thank you. And if the women are going to get upset, which they're not, and then Tennessee does this thing, they can't do anything right. There are so many deserved lettermen through the years that deserve to go in, and they say, well, you have to, 1990 is the cutoff, but we're going to take Peyton Manning and Al Wilson in the first class. No! That's not how you do things. That's not how you honor...
special rules for people. No,
right!
I mean,
you don't do that!
1990 is the
That's
1990s,
it.
The cutoff for the initial class, that's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff. And Manning wouldn't want it any other way. I guarantee he says to them, that's embarrassing. Don't do that. And I hope he does. Don't do that for me. But this place, man, I mean, we just can't get anything right. It sucks. It's so frustrating.
Why is Jamal Lewis not, if you're going to make exceptions, why is Jamal Lewis not one of the exceptions?
When you start, that's my point. When you start rolling through that, and then you're going to have, well, if you do it for this guy, you get, let's just make, like they did, make 1990 the cutoff. And the women.
Why isn't Allen Houston an exception?
And the women
Chris
have.
Lofton.
And the women have to know this. What the men do pays for everything you do. So we want to put 150 people in our hall of, in our initial class. We're going to put 150 people in it. Debbie Jennings, you don't get a vote. You don't get a vote. You haven't earned a vote. I don't know. People are saying I'm anti-women, saying that I'm not anti-women at all. I'm real. I'm just keeping it real here. And if
well,
you
I mean, how many Tennessee fans, Tony, can name 150 Lady Vols?
Let's go to the phones. Today's stats presented by our friends, ladies and gentlemen, at Smartway. Be smart, buy smart, online, gosmartway.net, 8400 block of Kingston Pike. And ladies and gentlemen, your final stats from today's game presented by our friends at Smartway. Tennessee loses 83-60 in a game where we shoot 40%, they shoot 45%. They make 27 field goals, we make 23. They shoot 44% from three-point land, we shoot 22%. we shot 5 of 23 from three-point land. We shot 69% from the free-throw line today, which I guess is something. We committed 17 turnovers in our building. They had 18 points off our turnovers. They out-rebounded us 42-35. They had 28 second-chance points. We had 13. They had 16 bench points. We had 11. They had 28 points in the paint. Keith, we had 30 points in the paint today. 30 paint points.
Oh, we got to weep. What little we did offensively, we kind of did around the rim. They're just, I mean, they're, like I said, I just think it's...
Flatlining.
Yeah. If they win Wednesday night, I'll be stirred.
Boy, that'll gall me. I don't know. You think Mississippi State's gonna win tonight and knock us in there?
Probably. They've been playing pretty well. And if they don't, that just means we'll get beat Thursday. I just think they're done. I mean, God knows we've seen enough teams that were done at the end of the season around here.
Why can't we do what Austin Peay's doing right now? They went into their thing as an 8 seed in their tourney. They got the last slot, kind of just by chance they crossed the diamond with the pearl, and they turned it on a whirl, and they turned a whirl around. And now they're playing for their league championship tonight against your Skyhawks of Martin after knocking Belmont out. Now, what am I missing?
Oh, well, I mean, we've had one of those runs before. I mean, the year that Houston's team made that run down in Nashville and were in the game till halftime against Alabama.
That's right. Right there on a Sunday.
I think with Punter out, I just think it's impossible to do. I just don't think that. I don't know how this team scores enough to beat anybody.
The one positive I take from today's game, and there
is that the last one.
You know, that's hard for you to say that, since you love basketball so much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
never happy when the season's over, but pretty much at some point you've got to look at it and go, it'll be much like my baseball season will be this year with the Reds. But
yep. It's over in June, like the Phillies. Yeah. We're by teams. Maybe May,
the
May,
Reds
June.
Will be, the Reds will be over in mid-April probably.
Yeah. Hatfield, let me throw something at you. I'm going to read you a line. You tell me who it is. You ready?
Okay.
Minus 8. I'm going to give you the numbers, and you tell me until you can figure out who this is. Minus 8, 0 points. Come on, Kathy Lee Johnson, name that tune in 2 notes. Minus 8 was the total. 0 points, 0 for 2 from the field. 0 for 1 from 3-point land. Who am I describing?
That could have been multiple guys.
Okay. 6 minutes played. Okay. 6 minutes played. 0 points. 0 of 2 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3-point land. Didn't get to the foul line. 2 rebounds. Did pick up a personal foul, proving that there is a pulse. Minus 8 in 6 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the day turned in by RH3. They have RG3, we have RH3.
Well, I've got to admit, I was surprised to see him out there.
Really surprised. He was healthy. I mean, he's recovered in 8 days. Moving along. I'm going to read you another line, Keith. This gentleman in 25 minutes managed to throw up a minus 13 in his plus minus. Who do you think that is? 25 minutes, a minus 13. 1 of 8 from the field in 25 minutes.
I'm going to go with Shambari Phillips, but it seemed like he played more than that.
He was minus 28 in 30 minutes. You're very observant. He didn't exactly have a great day today, did he?
No, I think he's hit the wall, and he's being asked to do way, way too much as a true freshman.
Yes. But it's still good experience for him, because what he'll take from this is when he gets reacclimated.
This bad ever again.
Yeah, that's what he's going to take from this. He'll always tell his kids, boy, our freshman year, I played on a team at the end of the year. We were one of the worst teams in the country. Because that's what Tennessee is right now. They are, if they replayed their schedule right now, as they're currently constituted without KP.
Oh, Army would beat them?
Yeah, everybody would beat them.
Tennessee State would beat them.
People would get in line. People would get in line. ETSU probably beats them. I mean, going back and replaying that game. So we're back to where we are here. The line I was just reading is Mostella. Let me read you his line, Keith. He played 25 minutes. He's 1 of 8 from the field. 0 of 5 from 3-point land. Gets the line 4 times. Does grab 4 rebounds, 3 on the defensive end. Did have 3 assists. And committed a foul, proving that he's got a pulse. Those two guys are, what's the word here? Those two guys are, what's the word I'm looking for here? Tenuous? Tenuous? In terms of their place here right now?
I will be very, very surprised if either of those guys are on the roster next year. I just will be.
Back to the phones we go if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. My name's Tony Basilio. He's Keith Hatfield. This is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Place where we talk about it. And here, when news breaks out, we break in. And what we're going to do today is do this, and then I'm going to play some music down here. But I'm going to sign off for the Periscopers and then re-sign back on under music. That way we don't confuse people. I was told not to confuse people last week, so I'm following orders. But let's go to the phones without further ado. We'll try and get as many people in here as humanly possible. And let's grab our first call. Hello and welcome in.
This basketball season has run so far off the rails that I am giddy that the Yankees are ahead of the Red Sox 3-1 in a March 5th exhibition game.
We need something to watch.
I hope A-Rod gets a hit right here. That's a bad basketball season.
Yes, and today's Today's game, Bino, you'll be glad to know, was marred by a diversity protest. Keith, what'd you think of the diversity protest?
You know me, I'm probably as far left as just about anybody involved with the Basilio broadcast family, and I'm pretty sure that money is better spent on the outreach than those diversity programs.
What in the hell? Those people are an embarrassment. And for Cheek to get up there with the guy Waldo and tell us yesterday how great that program is, it's a damn embarrassment, guys. Stop it. I'm sorry, Bino, you missed it, though. They had a protest today at the arena. Aren't you sad you weren't there for that, Bino?
What, were they protesting that our roster was void of SEC basketball players, or what exactly was the diversity problem?
Yeah, we don't have any diversity in our roster. We don't even make them play.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of guys that are Southern Conference guys. We have a completely Southern Conference.
No diversity. We got no diversity.
I tell you how far I was off today, Tony. I told you yesterday that I thought that the early start, it being senior day, that we'd have an LSU-like effort and beat them without.
Oh, it was an LSU-like effort, but it was like Johnny Jones coached it.
Johnny Jones. Don't throw Tony in there, honey. the truth is, guys, I mean, just without Punter, this is the worst team in the league by far. I mean, the setup was good. Moody played limited minutes, and you couldn't have a better setup, but we're just incapable of taking advantage of it.
It's sad. You know, Ben, I got our buddy X some tickets today, and he said, those are some great seats, Tony. He said, I was close enough to see that we have a lot of work to do, and that Dave Hart has a fresh coat of sun and has less gray than I do. Old Dave Hart's getting it done. That's one area he gets it done in, is in his makeup. And that's the only area.
He'll probably be the next basketball player we induct into our Hall of Fame.
Bino, how bad are they mishandling this Hall of Fame? I mean, can you make that up? And we'll talk about it Monday on the show. We're going to do the cutoff is 90, but we're going to take Al Wilson and Peyton Manning and the rest of y'all can go to hell because we didn't learn anything from our street name signing and a street signing deal. And we haven't done enough falling over and fawning over Peyton Manning. I mean, when does it end? When does that end?
They're going to handle it wrong, Tony, because they handle everything wrong. Well, here's the deal. Now, this is just my personal feelings.
Yes.
College Hall of Fames. And street names, and retired. There's no place for any of that in college. None. It shouldn't be done. For everybody you honor, you offend five or six people. I just don't see. I don't think that's what college is about. I don't see any reason to do that.
But
as far as I'm concerned, they couldn't do it right.
We'll talk Monday. Let's talk about because Keith couldn't hear Joe Dean Jr. today. Who?
Thank God.
Let me tell you something about Joe D. Jr. Joe, if you're listening right now, and Tom usually does listen, so if you guys are traveling together, Joe, I want to be up front with you. I think, seriously, sir, you ought to go to, I don't think Rent-A-Center is still with us, but if it is, Joe, that'd be a good spot for you to head to and rent yourself a personality and an identity because you've stolen your father's, which I don't know if you have his bank account with that. But you have your father's identity. Keith, is there something against stealing? And his father was the king of cool. Joe, no offense to you. That's your dad's. That'd be like my son walking around going, Yashi, hee how. Which he doesn't, okay? Or that's next level. Which he doesn't. Joe, when my son's around his friends, he doesn't go, sushi spot. He doesn't do that, Joe. Get your own identity. Damn it. And Bino, would it be too much for him to learn our roster before today's game?
Well, I thought Jabari Phillips had an outstanding game today.
He kept calling him Jabari Phillips. Hatfield, Jabari Phillips.
Well, you know I said it on the show, on my show yesterday. The only good thing about the SEC network is some of the
Maria Taylor.
Hosts. Maria Taylor's about it. That's pretty much the extent of the good things in the SEC network. And when they make Shannon Spake work for them, that's about it.
And you know, Tom Hart's good. I feel
very good.
Tom Hart.
Yeah, they throw him with Drek. Those two guys.
Their analysts are awful.
Awful. Bradshaw.
I mean, when you start wishing Pelfrey was back.
Well, and they've got their two best guys are in the studio. Tony Delk and Bradshaw.
Yeah, those two guys are very good. And Palfrey, they ought to make him, next time he comes in here, they ought to have him do like a spot from a urinal, like the Wade Houston urinal under 119. Because I named a urinal after him.
He used to piss me off.
We had the trifecta earlier in the week. We had baseline cam with Pelfrey doing it and Vandy on about 11-0 run. That's the worst 5 minutes I've ever spent watching television, ever.
It was 13-2, but yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The start of that Syracuse game, Houston's last year, was pretty bad.
With Andrew Moten with his socks pulled up above his eyes.
He kept throwing the ball off the shot clock.
By the way, Bino, Kasongo, Hatfield, what do you think of Kasongo today? I thought he played okay.
No, that was by far his best performance.
I tell you, guys, I don't understand. And I like Kyle Alexander. I know that he's going to get a lot stronger.
Yeah.
And I know he's got limited experience.
Yeah.
But I'm really concerned about his lack of offensive ability close to the bucket. He turns around and throws up stuff that has absolutely no chance of going in. He looks like every shot he takes is being contested by the Kimbe Mutombo.
Whose offensive game, Keith, does he remind me of? What big man here does he remind me of? He's got like a kind of a combination between
Michael Curry.
I was going to say Michael Curry. You're so good. Michael Curry had that touch around the rim where he would throw it up and look like it was going to go through the backboard.
Yeah, so he's Boomer Curry.
He's Boomer Herndon. Yeah, it's pretty good. Boomer Curry.
I mean, that just looks like a guy that looks like he's got a million miles to go. And I know I'm not there every day. I don't understand how his playing minutes have been so much greater than Kasongo's.
I'm going to assume Kasongo is just an awful practice player. That's the assumption I make out of that.
Yeah, you can't get on the floor for this team. I mean, what else can you assume? I mean, they recruited him. They had to see something in him.
Well, I mean,
well,
he can run. He's physical.
He can play a little bit. I mean, I don't know. You can't get on the floor for this team. Jeez Louise,
yeah, a team that can't rebound and can't defend in the post. And has no one that could score in there, basically. So, well, I'm glad coming down the stretch anyway our freshman got playing time. That'll be a jump start next year that we didn't have.
Yep.
So that is the good thing about this. I say this, Keith, and I know this isn't your favorite guy, but I was thinking today, without Mike Hamilton's one shining moment, where he hired Bruce Pearl, we would be on an unprecedented run of dreck. We would be on a run of ineptitude in basketball that had never been seen in this conference before.
Well, depending on who we hired instead of Pearl, yeah. Even though that probably should have been Greg Marshall.
Great call, Bino.
Guys, take care.
Yeah, how many times did they leave Greg Marshall at the altar here, Keith? What's the number? Three?
Well, twice really, and then the last time he told them to stick it. Don't bother me.
So it was twice. I mean, almost coaches here, like the Bill Self one, I knew a guy who was trying to get him involved there, and that's a classic. That's a classic. And then Kevin Stallings has been in the league 20 years. Now you can say, well, Kevin Stallings isn't good enough, or, you know, whatever you want to say.
He's better than the 20 years we've had.
Yes.
I mean, you look
year
at
in and year out.
That
year in and year out, he's consistent. Like this year. This year, bad year for them. We were sort of opining 7 or 8 games ago that he was going to get fired, and he's sitting there hovering around 20 wins.
Yeah, and
go figure.
And with his resources and an easier place to recruit to, he really done better here than he's done at Vanderbilt.
What a great point. Before we go back to our phones, let me remind you, portions of today's program presented by our friends at Smartway. Ladies and gentlemen, your home at Smartway for furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, you name it, jewelry, different things for the home, inside and outside as well, even the garage. They got all the great brand names like Apple, Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley. And you must know this, they also have all the great brand names in phones. If you're hunting a smartphone, go see what we're talking about when we say be smart, buy smart, and save smart the smart way. Seven distinct advantages of doing business with Smartway. Simple approval process. You're dealing with folks, Zach Attack, locally owned and operated, right here in this community. 2% in-store cash credit. Loyalty rewards. There are no credit checks. 120-day same as cash every day. And you choose the payment schedule you want to make and how much you're going to pay. From Genius Smart or Convenience Pricing, 8416 Kingston Pike, gosmartway.net, online, 8416 Kingston Pike. Thank you, Smartway. Let's go back to our phones, and we'll get our next call in on the program. Hello and welcome in. Yes.
How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good deal. Listen, I wish I was calling to brighten things up, but I was just going to say I would no doubt consider this basketball season the least enjoyable of my entire life. And I think Barnes has done at least the third poorest job since I've been following Tennessee basketball, just this season. I'm not saying that he has no chance to turn it around or whatever, but as far as just this season, I would compare it to Conzo's second season, where they missed the tournament. Because I actually thought Conzo did a pretty decent job his first year. But Conzo's second season was an awful job. And then Buzz Peterson's first season, where he still had Yarbrough, Haislip, Slay, Higgins, and a lot of talent, and went 15-16 with it, and lost all those close games. I would put this season on par with those two coaching jobs. Just awful.
Keith?
Well, I don't know how much this roster could have done. I don't know what could have been done with this roster that would have made it significantly different.
Well, hold 15-point leads in the second half. I mean, you got enough talent to have double-digit leads against other teams in the conference.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that's not a reflection of the rest of the conference that it is Tennessee. I'm not sure that roster should have a 15-point lead against Maryville College at any point.
But they did, though.
I'm just not really moved by this roster.
I'm not either. I think the roster sucks, but Barnes has done nothing to help them.
He was completely hands off
when they needed him. I think he's botched personnel moves late in games, and this team has shown, well, basically they've quit.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt they've tossed in the towel at this point. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And compare that with like Mississippi State; those guys are playing pretty hard and actually getting better. And that's probably the guy we should have hired, which makes me even more angry.
Well, we should have hired him 2 years ago.
So, I mean, I don't see them winning any games in the SEC tournament. Mississippi State's better than them right now and better coached. And Auburn beat Georgia the other night. We wouldn't beat Georgia.
I'm not sure if there's anybody on our schedule right now that we played this year that we beat.
If we went on the road to Missouri again, they'd beat us again.
Yes.
I'm not sure Missouri wouldn't beat us in Knoxville if we played Missouri.
They might, absolutely. They've played pretty well the last half dozen games or so, given what they've got. So.
It's really disheartening, isn't it, Jam? Because we do this show, we do this program, and we have a commitment to it. You know, and those of us who are listening, and there's a financial investment in it as well. There's a time investment. There's your heart. And Bino had a good point. You know, if you take out that really sweet run there, is there another fan base in America that turns out the numbers that we do that has to be subjected to it's just fecal matter. It's just falling fecal matter. And this is not an all Dave Hart thing. That whole campus, you've got that diversity protest going on over there, which is asinine.
It's a different PR nightmare. Every morning when you wake up, I get to work about 7 a.m.
Yes.
And I'll make some coffee and sort of look at my phone for about 5 minutes just to see what the news is or whatever. And every freaking morning, man, for the past 2 weeks, there's something new that's just awful concerning UT.
Yep.
Really since Christmas.
And this
horrible
whole thing, and even the things that are supposed to be like a respite and fun, this Hall of Fame, they can't even do that right. That is piss poor. We're going to start this thing in 1990. Okay, that's fine. Remember, cut off. Go to 90. Our first class. But we're going to make Al Wilson and Peyton Manning eligible for it. You're going to do what?
And I got to be honest, I love Al Wilson.
I love him.
Al Wilson is about the 25th best linebacker ever to play at Tennessee.
A lot of people say. I love him.
Well, I do too, but I'm just saying, there's Al Wilson. You make an exception for Al Wilson.
Sean Sinclair makes that point.
He may not have even been the best linebacker on his own team.
Yeah, Sean Sinclair says that.
Guys, MP and I were talking on the phone last night and kind of came to agreement that there's really no reason to be emotionally involved with UT athletics at all. When the people whose lives are tied to it, as far as their jobs, care less than you do as a fan. So what's the point? I've got to the point where, you know, the grieving period after a tough loss does not exist anymore with me. I cut that out, probably a year and a half or 2 years ago. And just don't, I care during the game, I'll watch it and root for us, and if we win, I'll really enjoy it. But if we lose, I can cast it aside like it's nothing. I'm getting to where, honestly, it's even worse than apathy. It's getting to where I despise UT, because it's just such a joke. I think there's a point past apathy.
Yeah, you get mad at the people in power. I've been feeling that way the last several weeks, as I've been asking our governor to get involved in this thing and put a stop to it. But
nobody's
put a stop to
it. Cares to fix it.
Nobody cares. That's the record. It's that's what I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting.
I don't know what's going to happen or how bad it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But why concern ourselves with it? I mean,
that's a great question.
Wait till Virginia Tech beats us in the football league.
Oh, that ain't happening.
Watch and see.
But you're conditioned, I'll say that. I don't blame Tennessee fans for feeling that way. I mean, you just, when you see what you see, as we've seen it, you just kind of go, what's next? And it's sad. We should not, as a fan base, have to feel like that. I mean, it's tough enough.
If it wasn't for your show and friends that I have that are able to, we sort of make jokes about everything.
Yeah, I'm going to laugh about it. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that community that we have and you know, all the jokes and stuff and nicknames that we make, if it wasn't for that, I'd have no reason to follow UT sports at all. The punchlines are all that I get excited for anymore.
Well, I appreciate your phone call. Just know this. Dave Hart is a basketball expert. The man played the sport at the highest level in Division I.
He's smarter than me.
He is smarter than you. He played at Alabama.
Alonzo Johnson played Division I basketball. You want him hiring your coaches and running your program?
He played at a time at Alabama where it was all cream, no coffee. He played on a team where he literally did not, though I think he got in two games, did not get in the scorebook. Didn't commit a foul. Didn't have an assist. Didn't have a rebound. As far as we can tell through our archivist and our research, Mr. Tom Mattingly, our historian, we don't even know if he ever touched the ball, if he ever got his hands on a ball. Therefore, he had the career that many of us, JM, many of us have had, which is to say anybody could put their name on there.
Brutal. Hey, more thing, just real quick, five seconds.
5 seconds,
I think Barnes might have, this is just me, I'm kind of a conspiracy guy. I think the deal with him sitting Hubs and playing that white kid was partially just a distraction, just to say, hey, look, I'm doing something. I'm disciplining these guys. Where really everybody's checked out, the coaches, the players.
Thank you. I don't know.
I'll see you guys.
Thank you. It's weird that Barnes started the season as everybody's friend, and he's ended it as a couple guys' frenemies. Let's get in here with our next caller here on your Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. I'm Tony Basilio. We're tracking Mississippi State and Auburn, a game where Tennessee needs Auburn to win to keep Mississippi Mistake from jumping the Vols and thus leveraging themselves into a Thursday night game, which sends us into the Wednesday night battle. The Vols looking to stay out of, for the first time ever, what is essentially the play-in round in the SEC tournament. So far, so good. 8-4 game, Keith, early on. Auburn in the lead on top of Mississippi State. Auburn's played basketball better as they've gotten a little healthier.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that one, Tony, because I really want Pearl lose 20 again this year.
Back to the phones. How many? They have 19 losses?
18. If they win today, they won't lose 20.
He's going to be getting mathematically eliminated. Although, any chance they can get into Kerry Keating's Invitational at the end of the year?
Probably not.
That's ridiculous. You took a cheap shot at my boy Keating. That's my boy right there.
I think Keating may be getting another invitation at the end of the year, and that's the invitation to leave the campus.
Really? Yeah. What kind of year are they having? I haven't really followed it.
They're terrible. They're atrocious. He took a team that was a perennial NCAA tournament team and turned it into a CIT winner.
They weren't perennial, Keith. I mean, come on, let's get real.
They were making the tournament under Dick Davey and Carol Williams. They were making the tournament more than they did.
Dick Dale, the master of surf music. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Donnie, baby.
Well, one thing your last caller was talking about, the worst coaching job. As bad as we played down the stretch and without Punter, what's that say about John Johnson? We smoked him without Kevin Punter.
He was saying here, though, it's third. This season has been, it's tasted great, and it's been less filling so far.
All five of Houston's years were worse than
that. Right. Houston gets his own category.
It's kind of like, you know, the only good things is you beat LSU, you beat Florida, and
South Carolina.
I mean, when we were healthy enough and people's attitudes was right, but it didn't take long to watch Hubs today to realize that, you know, he wasn't tuned in to anything. Keith, I'll say this. You know, I know you like the roster or the signing class better than a lot of fans seem to think it's going to be, but I read a link on the message board earlier, and you probably already have read it, but what our boy Jordan Bone did last night.
Oh yeah, I think this is a. Like I said, I'll stick by this class. I think the freshmen we have on campus right now and next year's class, if we do what we should do in the 2017 class, we'll be in pretty doggone good shape in a couple of years.
Bone us up on bone, Don.
Well, he had 24 last night in the state semifinals, playing against another, he's a Mr. Tennessee or Mr. Basketball Finalist, playing against another basketball finalist, team that was just, you know, a super team that they were playing against, and they won us, and Bone was just dominating. According to what I read, and the coach from other teams said, we, you know, we had a plan, but the kid's an awesome player, and we just couldn't do nothing with him. Talked about one sequence in there with a dunk, a steal, a couple free throws, just boom, boom. Every time the other team would get close, he would do something. So I liked his older brother a lot, and apparently this kid, and Keith probably knows because he follows it, but as much – probably a much better player than his brother was. Am I not right, Keith?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. No, and honestly, I think he's probably the second or third best player. He's probably the second or third best prospect we signed out of this class. I may sound like a sheep, but I just really like this class.
Well, I know the big kid that we were talking about last week, the 6'6 kid that's been upstaging the Kentucky signees and people like that, you know, you take those two and whoever else you know, think is one of those top three, and then you throw Lamonte Turner in there. I'm pretty optimistic, having a pretty good year. Of course, you know, we're going to be playing a bunch of first-year players, and people, I don't think, sometimes put enough weight into that and what that means.
Well, understand this too, John, Don, rather. We're going to be in a league that's going to get much better.
Correct. That's what I was going to say.
And that's the deal.
It all depends on, you know, everything around you as well. But I just think just having a real point guard just going to mean so much to this team.
Yep. I mean, think of it this year. This team was on the cusp of having at least a plus side 500, maybe 17 wins, something like that, 18 mm-hmm. wins, without a point guard. And if you just close some games out, like JM said earlier, if you can just take care of business, you have three or four more wins.
Yeah. And you do that, and you don't lose punter. I mean, this team could easily have had three, four more wins, five.
Alabama down there is a game that you should never have lost. It just kind of slipped away. It was weird.
Georgia.
The Texas A&M game here, I mean, you live 20 years and not see three of those.
That, to me...
It's a dagger.
Is the one that... In the whole year, that's the one.
That was Dolly Dagger.
They wouldn't beat us in the next games. We came out flat.
Yeah, it's just a big deal. But in saying that, with the guys that are leaving, I thought, Tony, when you asked Keith the question earlier about what was the best thing about today's game, I was sure he was going to say Derek Reese is leaving. But
nah, we're not doing that, Keith.
No, you know, Derek.
Keith's been good.
I thought he, you know, I bet he, when you was doing all the minuses, I bet his wasn't minus 8 or 20 or anything like it.
Let's see. What did Reese Aroney today? Only had a minus 18.
Oh, really? It was worse than I thought.
That's not bad. Look.
I'm just looking at a couple of
you ready for this? Today's
question we got beat by.
Today's numbers are Woodson minus 2, Campbell minus 4, Mostella minus 13.
I love that the walk-ons are minus 4 and played like 35 seconds.
Alexander today is a plus 3. He's the only one in the plus side. Everybody else is Dave Hart. Everybody else.
Kasongo have today.
Kasongo was minus 4. He had 6 points in today's game, 3 of 5 from the field, and he had 4 rebounds, and he committed 4 fouls. I mean, he was really active in today's game, and he had a block shot.
Yeah.
And he only played 13 minutes.
He actually had 2 block shots, but they called a foul on one of them.
You know, maybe Brandon Bender has a good point. Maybe he should have been playing the whole time, Keith.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, at least get your fouls out of it. Put somebody in there. I mean, they just let that Saeed kid just look like he was one of Kentucky's, you know, big men. It was utterly ridiculous.
What's incredible to me, this is the kind of year we've had, Keith, here. And when you're bad, things like this happen to you.
Don't tell me about the shot.
Well, no, you can get Moody in foul trouble, and his replacement, Keith, comes in and lights you up.
Right.
Oh, we're a terrible defensive team.
Terrible. Have been, were, and we'll end the season terrible on defense.
You were talking about earlier, Tony, I forget who. Oh, yeah, you were talking about Alexander
mm-hmm.
and some of the shots that had no way of going in.
Mm-hmm.
After that one that Moody put up, I think everything's got an opportunity to go in. That was...
When somebody makes a shot like that against you, like a buddy of mine used to say, you might as well walk off the court. I mean, at that point, it's quitting time.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen one hit the rim, bounce off the top of the backboard, come back down, hit the rim, and then roll in.
Maybe in Hatfield's driveway.
Yeah, maybe. That much.
Maybe.
But I just, it's kind of a year that, just chalk it up. Just enjoy the good.
Sure.
I just try to remember the LSU game, the Florida game.
Yep.
The South Carolina game.
How can we have that many good moments out of a team that sucks like this?
Well, you just.
Or they don't suck. They've underachieved. I don't know. They've beaten some pretty good teams. I mean, for a team that's not any good, Don, they've beaten. Look, South Carolina, NCAA tournament team. Kentucky, NCAA tournament team. LSU should be an NCAA tournament team. Who am I missing, Keith?
Florida
is a team.
They did NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, they had that level, but they're Florida. Mike White gets the worst job in the league for what he's been given. The parable of the talents, Rick Barnes this year was handed a half a talent by his master, and maybe it's buried in the ground right now. Mike White was given two talents, Don, and he's taken them and blown them in his white bread world with his white bread girl, as the great Billy Joel once said.
Well, a few weeks ago, people were touting him as coach of the year.
Yeah.
And newcomer of the year and the coach, as far as the coaches.
Yes.
I always shed no tears about not hiring Mike White.
No, I don't want that blue blood. He's bloach of the year.
And I'll still, it's just kind of like last year.
He's the was.
I mean, I enjoyed last year for the most part. I hated Wade, kind of like this year down the down the stretch.
Yep. But
Donnie Tindall, man, I love watch that guy coach.
Now, that SOB can coach in basketball. I'm hoping he doesn't get killed by the NCAA. He can get back in somewhere. He'll be fun, and he'll win. He's hungry. I know that about him. He's hungry, and he feels like he could have won a national championship here. Now, whether he could have or not, I don't know. He kicks himself every day that happened here. I know that. He's told Keith and myself that on the set of our show.
What's the odds that two of our last three coaches who wanted to be here, loved being here,
yep.
shot themselves in the foot?
That's how it goes. Don, thank you. Great
right.
call. This Joe Nocera book, I would indentured. I would encourage everybody that's a college sports fan to pick yourself up a copy. We're going to be interviewing him this week on the show. Keith, the NCAA selects who's going to live
and
who's going to die. They play God every single day of the year, like your calendar girl.
Oh, they do. I mean, there's no doubt. You look at their history of enforcement, who they've gone after and who they haven't.
Yep. They play God. They decide. That's what worries me about Tindall. That's what worries me because they've let some of these guys stay. Patino said the other day, he's coming back. And I retweeted, that's disgraceful. And somebody said, you live in the ultimate glass house. BS. Rick Pitino has done enough for five coaches to get fired where he's at, and he continues to come back because he draws money.
Well, see, I think that's more in Louisville than it is the NCAA.
Oh, no question.
You got to have some level of shame. There's got to be some level at which you say, no, this is too much.
Right. But see, Chom Jurich, everybody kisses his ass, including Chris Burke. I get to hear about what a great guy and great AD is. Bull. He is a win at all cost guy. That's what he is.
Well, look who his two. Well, and
thank you.
I'm a Jurich sheep, but look who his two coaches and his main revenue sports are.
No doubt about it.
I mean that tells you exactly what his entre and what he's about.
Although I'll say this, every time I look at Bobby Petrino, all I can think about is when he took that.
the neck brace picture.
Well, no, he is when he took that pile driver on the floor down there at WERC Studios in Memphis, right in front of Lance Russell, and he laid on the ground, and he did the thing where they bob up and down, and they're laying there, and their neck is twitching, and because that's what he looks like. He looks like a guy that got suplexed on the floor, Keith, in that picture. How great was the neck brace?
Oh, it was perfect. Oh, I was waiting for Jimmy Hart to come out and demand that Jerry Lawler, Bill Dundee be suspended.
College sports, with this money and what they've done to these guys, they have created